You're listening to SBS News.
As Victoria woke up to its second day in lockdown, a morning media blitz for Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt.
I'm joined by Health Minister Greg Hunt. Good morning to you.
Was meant to herald a new COVID milestone.
We're likely to pass 4 million Australians who've had vaccinations during the course of the next 24 hours.
But on Channel 7's Sunrise program, he faced an inquisition from host Natalie Barr.
Our rate of vaccination in Australia is about 2% of the population, though, isn't it? We are very low.
You're sending 100. No, that's not correct. It's 20% of the Australian adult population equivalent.
Most of those Australians haven't received the second dose, which gives full and ongoing protection. The message from Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly, one dose is more than enough.
Can I just really reiterate, as the Chief Medical Officer of Australia, that first doses are important. Zero doses give you no protection. One dose gives you very good protection quite quickly. So within 2 or 3 weeks...
Still, there are ongoing concerns of vaccine hesitancy among the general population, the Health Minister rejecting claims the government is to blame.
But one of the reasons, Minister, they're saying wait, is because you and the Prime Minister told them that. You said there's no rush. For weeks and weeks and weeks, you said
That's false.
No...
But Prime Minister Scott Morrison did make those comments back in March, pressured over the rollout delays.
But as Brendan said, it's not a race. Yeah. You've got to get it right. It's got to be safe.
Yes.
The opposition's health spokesman, Mark Butler, slammed the government as complacent.
Greg Hunt might try to rewrite history as much as he can. People have heard the Prime Minister's message loud and clear, and it has left Australia dangerously exposed.
The Health Minister has confirmed all aged care facilities in Victoria will have received at least their first dose by the end of Friday, but clarification over the rollout in disability care remains lacking. Mr Hunt was questioned on ABC Radio this morning.
We've had over 6,000 people in disability receive over 9,000 doses.
Sorry, and that is not the question. How many are still yet to get their vaccine?
Well, if I may. Respectfully. Over 6,000 people receive over 9,000 doses.
Also facing uncertainty, businesses and workers who have been delivered a $1 billion hit by Victoria's lockdown. Conversations are taking place between the Victorian Treasurer, Tim Pallas, and his federal counterpart, Josh Frydenberg, about financial support for the state. A state government package for businesses will be announced shortly, but there's no sign of federal government assistance in the form of wage subsidies like the JobKeeper program. Here's Acting Premier James Molino.
We know that this is difficult. We know it's even more difficult because we're in a period now where JobKeeper is not providing that support, that direct support. Wage subsidies, these are Commonwealth matters. So we are discussing between governments, between treasurers, about what support the Commonwealth can provide.
Are you asking the Commonwealth to reinstate JobKeeper?
I won't talk for the treasurers. They're having discussions right now.
Assistance would be welcome for hospitality manager Greg Sanderson. He operates two Melbourne bars and was forced to stand down staff.
No protection. Our staff, not covered by JobKeeper anymore. There should have been something in place that could have been announced at the same time. The level of anxiety that this has caused for business owners, for our staff, is just needlessly. The government has let us down.
He'd welcome a return for JobKeeper and wants targeted assistance for visa holders. He says he's lost a number of migrant workers who weren't eligible for help, forcing them to leave the industry and, in some cases, the country.
JobKeeper has to come back, and it has to come back and include casuals, and it has to include visa holders.
And Mr Butler also warns those supports have been pulled back far too early.
Scott Morrison has left Victorians high and dry with no economic support during this latest lockdown, ripping away JobKeeper while the vaccine rollout was running so far behind schedule was always economically dangerous.
Another proposal pitched at the federal government to encourage people to get vaccinated is a lottery, such as the one in the American state of Ohio. But Mr Hunt says there are enough reasons already to get the jab.
Strongest reason is to avoid a lottery, and it's to avoid the lottery of COVID and to avoid the lottery of death.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.